ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children and grown-ups alike. Welcome to the grand opening of the newly improved Freddy Fazbear Pizza. Welcome, one and all, to the Mega Pizzaplex.
I still can't believe you were able to get such an important job here, Sean. I mean, working as a technician for Freddy Fazbear and the rest of the gang? That is so cool!
I know, babe. And the perks of this job is that I get free passes backstage to all the events and games here at the Plex. Which means you get to hang out with me backstage while I work.
Oh, come on. You and I both know that I can't hang out with you all the time. You have to focus on something more than me, you know.
How can I when you're all I want to look at?
You're such a dork, you know that?
I may be a dork, but I'm also the guy who can get you screaming my name in just a few seconds flat.
I hate to interrupt. Whatever this is. But Sean needs to get back to work. All the other technicians are on standby for the stat bots and other MHR characters. So we need you to be on watch for Freddy and the gang in case of any malfunctions.
Why? Look at everyone. They're enjoying themselves like we had hoped. Besides, nothing bad has happened yet with the animatronics. The inventors who built them made sure of that, so what's the issue, boss?
The issue is that they're still in their beta stages. So, they could have an error at any moment. We shouldn't even debut them right now, but the higher-ups demanded that we show them off in order to get the ball rolling, as they like to say. So please, do your job. Keep a close eye on them before they...
Uh-oh. It looks like Freddy and his gang are feeling a bit unwell all of a sudden. We'll be right back after the short break, but feel free to stick around for the comedy stylings of StaffBot.
Crap! Hang on, I'll take care of this.
Wait, Sean. I don't think this is such a good idea. As excited as I am for you with this new job, I can't help but be... anxious. I mean, remember all those horror stories? The ones about the bite incidents, the spring lock failures, all those missing children? Not to mention, those things are huge! What if you get hurt by those things? Or what if... what if...
Babe, I promise everything will be okay. These guys won't hurt me. They're just robots that need fixing. And I'm the only guy that can do it right now. Besides, you never have to worry about anything happening to me. Like I always say, there is nothing in this world that will keep me from you, Angel.
I hate it when you call me Angel. It makes it so much harder for me to fight back against you. You suck. But I love you anyway, you big dork. Mwah. All right, go get them, Tiger. Go show off those robot fixing skills.
All right, Freddy, let's see what's going on with you. Huh, nothing on the outside seems wrong. So it looks like I'm going inside to fix you up, big guy. Alrighty, let's see what's going on in your head, Freddy. Ugh, I hate doing this sort of thing. It's always so creepy sticking my head or arms inside these kinds of robots. I always think that I'm gonna get a limb ripped off or something. Oh, I think I figured it out. Just gotta grab something real quick to help with this. Okay, let's get you all fixed up, big guy. Can't quite reach it. If I could just get a little closer, I could... What the... Get off me! What the fuck is wrong with you, Freddy? Help! Someone help!
Sean! Hang on, sweetie, I'm coming! What are you doing? Let me go! I have to help him!
There is no time. Hurry. We have to get away now and get the other technicians in quickly.
What are you talking about? We have to help him now!
Danny! Help! I can't hold him off! He's too big for me to keep off!
Sean! Let go of me! Please, let me help him!
You're only gonna get yourself killed if you do. You're just a civilian.
Danny!
Sean! Hang on! I'm coming!
Oh god. What have I done?
Sean? No way. No way, no way, no way. This isn't happening. This can't be happening. Sean can't be... No. Oh no. Sean! Sean!
The ambulances came soon after. But he was pronounced dead on the scene. There was nothing they could do to save him. Just one second he was there with me, smiling, like he always did. The next he was... gone. The one person I cared for most in the world was robbed from me without any warning. All I was left with was... a ring. A ring I can only assume he was going to propose to me with. I found it stuffed in the back of the drawer on his side of the bed. When I was going through his things, finding it came as both a surprise and a soul-crushing reminder of what happened. I never even got to tell him yes. He was taken away from me before I even got the chance. At that point, all I could do was just think back to what happened. As such, the days seemed to pass by in a blur. Days and weeks felt like months, and the months and years felt like eternity. Only 3 years passed since then. The incident that was dubbed by the press as the bite of 2027, the fight of a beloved technician desperate to protect his lover from a robot gone rogue. As such, they tried to romanticize what happened to Sean. But what happened wasn't some beautiful fight for love. It was a massacre of my whole life, the air I breathed, the love of my life, and... and what would have been my fiancé, and soon-to-be husband. He's gone. He's gone, and all I'm left with are these memories, and these what-ifs in my head of what I could have done to stop what happened. What I could have done to save him. From that moment on, I was alone. I already had little to no friends, and my family and I didn't talk much. So I had no support system in my moment of grief. I was all alone, day in and day out. I spent my days in our now empty apartment, cuddling his clothes and trying not to follow after him. I know he'd want me to keep living on for his sake, as hard as it is. I would have stayed in our home like that forever, if not for all our savings running out. So, I had no choice but to quit school and get a new job. And, ironically, the best paying job that my mediocre technician skills and newfound insomnia met was working as a technician and, eventually, a security guard at the very place my darling's life was taken from me. The Mega Pizzaplex.
Excuse me, Miss Technician. But I may have gotten some pizza stuck in my wiring again.
Seriously, Chica? That's the fifth time this week alone. You know that you can't actually eat, right?
I know, but food just tastes so good. I love eating it so much.
I know you do. Just... Why the hell would they allow you guys to taste, but not actually give you guys a stomach or something? That makes no sense! Even worse, I was assigned to work closest to the main gang. Meaning, I had to spend most of my time with them. Which wouldn't be much of an issue if it weren't for the fact that I had to be near...
Well, maybe you could ask your superiors to build us some new stomach features. Perhaps that would help.
Yeah! Freddy, you scared me!
I apologize, Miss Technician. I did not mean to frighten you.
It's fine, Freddy. Just... Please be more careful next time. Him. I swear, it's like the universe is punishing me in some sick way. Because for some reason, out of all the animatronics, the most clingy of the group has to be the one and only Freddy Fazbear himself. I don't know if it's in his nature or if it's some kind of bug, but he always seems to want to be near me. All the time, every day, nearly 24/7, he wants to follow me around and talk with me.
Hi there, Miss Technician.
Yeah! For crying out loud, Freddy!
Good job there, superstar.
Oh, Christ, Freddy!
Hello there, Miss Technician. May I join you for your lunch hour?
Fuck! Freddy, stop doing that!
Language, superstar!
Again, it wouldn't bother me nearly as much having Freddy follow me around everywhere and talking to me all the time. If it weren't for the fact that every time I see his face or hear his voice, I can't help but think of Sean. Sean's smile, his laugh, his everything. All of it tarnished and tainted by him. By the man or robotic bear himself. I know it isn't entirely his fault. It was just an accident. But I can't help holding a grudge when it's because of him that the love of my life is gone for good.